But as quickly as it came, the storm lifts, and it gives me a brief chance to get my bearings. What we've got here is an ice cave, and caves can give you protection.
The problem is this cornice, all the way up here, and how I'm going to get over this lip, and down to there.
It's a 60-foot drop to the bottom, and the overhanging ledges can collapse easily.
Probably my best way of doing this is just to traverse along this snow bank, and I need to be careful, as you can see down there, looks like a lip. Might well be a cliff dropping straight off that. You've got to be really careful doing this without crampons and without an ice axe or rope. It just means you've got to be really certain of every foothold that you take. Start edging across.
The team are standing by in case I slip, but even so, I've got to be so careful here.
Okay, I'm out of the nasty bit of this now. It's just the last little shoot down into the cave. I love these bits. This isn't a cave, it's actually a funnel. Look, you see it's open at the bottom. But these things are formed. What happens? Meltwater comes down the glacier. And because the water's warmer than the ice, it creates these like tunnels running under the glacier. And when they get bigger, they grow into this sort of thing. You don't want to hang around in this. See a lot of that if it's blue ice as well. And that's the oldest sort of ice, but it's also the most dangerous. It's most likely to crack.
Blue ice is as hard as steel, but it's also as brittle as glass. And because the glacier is constantly moving, collapses are common.
You actually see, look, if you follow this up, you actually see a bit of it where it's flaked off. And you imagine what that's going to do if that dropped on top of you.
Last year, a climber was in an ice cave just like this, and a 150-ton slab sheared off. He stood no chance of